Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is December 9th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Straight into the news, you have the opportunity to win a brand new camera. You could win a Nikon D200 with an 18-70mm lens. That is a Nikkor lens, by the way. I just didn't want to get into all the letters. It's a good one, though. And all you have to do is write a product review for slrgear.com. Pretty straightforward. It's not going to be about how good your review is. It's just going to be a draw from the qualified entrant. So as long as it's somewhat decent and not unrealistic, let's say, you might get chosen. And there's that Nikon as a prize and a few other goodies as well. So if you're interested in writing a little review, jump on the blog and get the link for that and see if you might win that camera, which is pretty handy. You can always have a spare if you already have one. As well, for the fashion-conscious Nikonian, Crumpler has joined forces with Nikon to create two new bags just for Nikon SLRs. Now, these bags are aptly or unaptly or oddly named This and That. One of them is a backpack style and the other one is more of a straightforward camera bag. They should be available sometime this month in Europe. I did a little bit of looking online and I couldn't get a picture, so they're not for sale yet. But if you're in the mind for a new funky camera bag, wait a little while and see if you can find these bags online or in a shop that carries the Crumpler bags. And they're just really fun messenger bag styles, and they've made bags for almost anything, and it's pretty handy that they've created a few just for Nikon SLRs. I think we all should feel pretty privileged for that. And if you haven't been on the community lately, the latest edition of our e-zine, The Nikonian, is available now for download. And yeah, it's free. It's just a PDF file, so all you need is a reader like Adobe Acrobat, which is also a free download, which is pretty handy. And the highlights from this edition, which is our 32nd, we will be looking at the 6th ANPAT and get some information about how that went. There is info on The Nikonian's Academy. I did announce that a couple of weeks ago, and that should have a bit of a more in-depth look at what's going on and what the plans are for the Academy. Excuse me. As well is a review of Think Tank's Airport Antidote bag. Yep. Kind of goes along with the Airport Addicted bag, but the antidote is a neat carry-on designed to carry all of your must-have camera gear. So if you haven't bought that new bag for your travels lately, check out the Nikonian and check out the review of the Think Tank bag. And as Think Tank is one of our sponsors, if you go to the Think Tank site through the link on the Nikonian's I think there's a link on the main page of the community there. They usually have a special offer for us Nikonians, so take a look at that. Now, the winners of the Photographer of the Year 2006 Segment 5 contest have been announced. In the nighttime and outdoors category, first place went to Lars Kirstein. And his photograph is entitled Nighttime in Venice. Really cool picture. In the pets category, Melanie Snow White and her photograph called Big Bad Wolf. Absolutely adorable picture. It's a must-see, so go check that out. And in the still life category, first prize went to Barbara Colbert with Burano Still Life. Please pardon me if I did not pronounce that right. One can never tell what language and most of the stuff is in, so I'm not quite sure what dialect to throw that out in. All of our first place winners get Bibble Pro software, courtesy of Bibble Labs. And congratulations to you all. And if you'd like to check out those pictures as well as the second prize winners, I'll throw the link there, but in the blog. But it's pretty findable if you browse around the contest site. And speaking of the contest, there is still time to enter segment six, which is the final segment of the Photographer of the Year 2006 contest. All you have to do is get your submissions in by the 31st. The categories are underwater, architectural, and stage and concert photography. So if you have any of those lying around or have the opportunity in the next couple of weeks to get one of those pictures, it is winter, so all of you Northern Hemisphere folk, I don't really recommend the underwater photography for right now unless you have a very good dry suit because it's getting cold up here. And now, my request for listeners. What forums interest you? I threw this out a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still looking for a bit more feedback on this. What kind of stuff would you like me to announce on my podcast? It's every week, so it's pretty easy for me to go grab the latest and greatest of things that interest me. But what interests you guys? This is for you. The news is for the listeners, not for me to sit staring at my computer as Jason of the Image Doctors really apparently does not like, but I get to do it every week. So, well, we'll see how that goes. So drop me a line. You can email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or just go on to the website and into the podcast feedback forum and drop me a line there as well. Whatever suits you, I will be looking forward to hearing from you guys, and I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians News Flash.